Hey, how are you, Jim?
I'm wonderful, man. How you doing, ventilator man?
busy days, busy days.
So we saw the announcement yesterday. You were all over national news last night. Do you go to sleep and just dream about ventilators and how you can build more of them?
The days are long, but the mission is correct. That's for sure.
Amen. And I saw that, like, the UAW obviously working with Ford. If you guys don't know, Jim Bombeck, Vice President, Enterprise Product Line Management, Ford Motor Company, the ventilator design, you guys are working with them. We're hoping to have, what, 50,000 of them by July?
Yeah, the goal is 50,000 ventilators in the next 100 days. So we're off to the races.
And then I was going to mention the UAW because you've had, what, five? People are volunteering to be part of this project. You've had hundreds of people step up for it.
Absolutely. It's an amazing team. I think this is really what Ford does best. We're here to help. It's in our DNA. We've always been there. And you see that with a long list of people that are stepping forward offering for help. And that extends into our supplier partners as well. The list is so long, it's hard to actually engage everyone. But we're certainly reaching out when we need help, and everybody's stepping up when called on.
So when does the plant in Ipsy come online?
So we'll be kind of getting the plant up and running in April. And our expectation is by end of the month, we'll start producing at some higher rate of volume. And May becomes a really important month where we really start to ramp up and get to full line rate through May and June. And then we have flexibility to keep the pedal down if we need more. But we'll have to assess the overall aggregate demand once we get into that full acceleration.
And so what's the next thing, Jim? What's the next hurdle, the next waypoint, like the next big thing?
Well, actually, we're focusing on getting as many of these ventilators out. So actually, it starts today. We're working with the current team to boost production of both GE's existing machines. We're already up by 40%, adding some of our manufacturing and industrialization muscle to their great team. And then we're working with this group, Aeron in Florida. We're licensing this machine, this model AE design that we're going to scale at volume. And we're starting to work to actually increase their throughput while we're getting the plant set up to produce at higher volumes.
Well, please, on behalf of everybody here at CSX and Beasley Media and Detroit, Jim, please pass along to all the men and women who are working their ass off on this. Thank you. Thank you so much for this. This, you're right. This is what Detroit does best. I think, and we're totally biased because we're in the Motor City, we do this better than any city in the country, if not in the world.
It's great to see how people come together. It's just the goal and the mission are clear. Let's help people out. Let's help our first responders, these amazing, brave men and women on the front line, the healthcare workers that are fighting the good fight. Our job is to get them the equipment they need so we can keep them safe and save more people.
If you need anything, you know where we're at, Jim, and everybody's behind you guys. And Jim Bombeck, Vice President, Enterprise Product Line Management, Ford Motor Company. We're going to get those ventilators out. You guys in GE Healthcare, congratulations, and try to get some rest in between this. And whatever you need, we're here for you, bud.
Thanks, Jim.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.